Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Carolyn Wade.
When I get in the car, I can't wait to listen to you. I'm cracking up. I'm alumni from Rutgers in New Jersey.
Let me ask you a question.
Listen, for
God's sake!
Be safe on your vacation. Where are you going?
Florida.
Fat camp.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
You know what?
You get it, Carol. Sick him.
Don't you talk about my days.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. You know, you're lucky that I do the show with you, because if you had Winthrop,
please,
you'd be doing 4 hours of where is Kate Middleton conversation.
Hey, he's still surprised we haven't brought it up today after a huge Knicks
win. He walks in and goes, no Kate Middleton?
Yeah, right? He can't believe it.
What would we break down?
I don't know. The problem is he's so deep into this now. He has so many conspiracy theories going through his mind that he wants to just spout them out.
Do you think she's not with us anymore?
I don't know.
What do you think?
I haven't put as much time or energy into it.
Boo! So the Queen of England is missing.
I saw the video
yesterday.
She's not
the Queen. What is she, a prince?
She's the princess of Wales.
How would she be a prince, Dave?
A princess.
How would she be a prince?
Well, you know what? Nowadays, who knows?
But she's probably
a prince. She's probably a princess, right? She a princess?
We're getting
videos.
She's
a princess. She's a princess.
I mean, listen, I don't know.
Anybody want to feel it?
Oh, what a movie that is.
Now, that's a movie.
All right, La La Land or Princess Bride?
Princess Bride.
Not even close.
I bet John didn't even see it.
That'd be a crying shame.
RJ, ask John if he's seen Princess Bride.
Tell him we want to know if
he
he's seen it.
He saw it.
He's seen it. Name three actors or actresses in Princess Bride.
Please.
He can't do
no,
it.
No, we're not doing this game.
This game stinks.
I'm banning this game.
You guys suck.
No, we don't
suck. Let's get back. Or how about
who turns their microphone on that quickly as we go into a break?
Where'd Kate Middleton go to college? You want to get to that, John?
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
That's Mandy Patinkin. He's a six-fingered man.
I know he's the six-fingered man. I didn't know his name.
The six-fingered man is Christopher Guest, I believe.
That would come in handy.
To have an extra finger?
Six finger.
So what do you think? It's five fingers and then a thumb on top of it?
Yeah, I mean, you get the thumb and
do you
get
remember,
the five extra
there was
fingers.
A pitcher, you might remember, Antonio Alfonseca.
I remember him.
Had six fingers on each hand.
That would be nice.
So as a pitcher,
for
that's going to be a tremendous advantage.
Tremendous advantage.
Yeah.
Bigger glove? The extra finger on the glove?
Yeah.
Oof.
What do you do with the extra finger?
You think of some things.
Like what?
I mean, a lot of stuff. It's great. Extra finger.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Easier to do math.
Right.
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 Get all the way to 12.
But his parents, when he was little, probably had to do like, all right, use your fingers and your toes. But you go, he had six toes also.
Did. No.
I swear to you.
Stop it.
I swear to you.
Really?
Antonio Alfonseca.
I didn't know that.
Some of his parents are like, use your fingers and toes, sweetheart. He's like, okay. And he's like, I get to 24.
It's unbelievable.
Right?
What an advantage that is.
Right. You're not kidding.
I didn't even think of that.
You want to hear, I think this is kind of silly, RG3 on Caleb Williams. You want to hear this?
Oh, please.
Here's what he says the Bears, or he should do with the Bears.
Caleb Williams should pull a Eli Manning and demand that the Chicago Bears do not draft him number one overall. After everything that's happened with just Justin Fields, can Caleb Williams really look at that and say, you know what? This is the organization that has my best interest at heart, and they're going to help develop me into the player that I want to become. Caleb Williams is on record saying that he wants to be legendary. He wants to rewrite history. history, and he wants to be the best that he can possibly be and win the most games he can possibly win. After the Bears took Justin Fields, the 11th pick in the draft, and turned him into a sixth round pick in the 2025 draft by trading him to the Pittsburgh Steelers, can Caleb Williams really look at that and say, you know what? Yeah, this organization is going to help get me where I want to go. I don't think it's saying that.
I think this is an awful take, and I'll tell you why. Look what the Bears have already done. How many young quarterbacks come into a situation, would you say DJ Moore, top 15 receiver in football?
DJ Moore is a good receiver, yeah.
Would you say that Keenan Allen is an excellent receiver?
Coming off one of his best years,
yeah. Do you look at Cole Kmet as a top 10 tight end in the league?
He's solid, yep.
Did they add a legitimate running back in DeAndre Swift?
Yep.
Have they kind of seemingly fixed their offensive line?
Feels like it.
Okay. Defense pretty good.
Defense is pretty good, yeah.
They won seven games last year, right?
They won seven games, yeah. Made a real difference when they got Montez Sweat.
And they added Caleb Williams now, assuming they take him first in the draft. Tell me how this is not a situation that kind of feels like it's perfectly set up for a young quarterback.
Well, I think that you would use how they handled Justin Fields. And maybe if you wanted to point to Chicago's history with quarterbacks and lack of success. They haven't been able to
developed the quarterback because they haven't had the quarterback, or they've had the quarterback. It's not like guys go there and then go elsewhere and they turn great.
But there are just some teams that just aren't good at it.
Okay.
Right? Like the Jets, not good at it.
I think it's very fair.
But as far as situation that you're going into now and seeing what they've done, brought in a new offensive coordinator.
Right.
Like, this is not a bad spot.
Doesn't feel like it to me.
No.
But what would why would he say? I guess he gave his explanation. Doesn't make all that
there's
much sense
been a feeling,
to me.
Because there's always been a feeling that Caleb Williams wants to be drafted by Washington.
All right. Well, wanting to be drafted by Washington or New England or whoever, fine.
I think Washington.
They don't have, but Chicago has the pick. And the reason that Eli and Archie didn't want him to go there was not because he didn't want them to play on the West Coast or anything. The Chargers were a horrendously cheap, poorly run organization. I don't feel the same with the Bears. You think that the Bears are the equivalent to what the Chargers were back in the day?
No, I don't think they're the equivalent, but I wouldn't point to the Chicago Bears as one of the
most functional,
well-run teams in the NFL.
Listen, they've had the number one pick in the draft two consecutive years.
Well, yeah, but this one's not their pick, right? It's Carolina's pick. Those are the things that I would point to, is the history of the franchise and actually developing a franchise quarterback because they haven't been able to do it. What just happened with Justin Fields? I mean, I think we were all pretty confused with why you would keep Matt Eberflus when you have the first overall pick and it looks like you're going to draft a quarterback when there are a bunch of young, really bright offensive minds available.
It doesn't make all that much sense.
Like, listen, you can't sit here and tell me that in a perfect world, if you were the owner of the Chicago Bears, as much as you might think you like Matt Eberflus, if I was going to draft Caleb Williams with the first overall pick, that I wouldn't have just given a blank check
to an offensive-minded head coach?
Right.
To a Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah, you name it.
Right, wouldn't that make sense? I agree with you, but I don't look at this as a... I actually look at this the opposite. I actually say that there's a real chance if Caleb Williams can pick up the offense and be a pretty decent quarterback early on, this could be a playoff team next season.
Yeah, listen, I mean, I think he's going to have the appropriate weapons around him. It's just going to be, I mean, how long does it take him to acclimate himself to the NFL? I mean, this is not one of those ones where it's it's the first overall pick. Hey, save us. Like, make chicken salad out of what we have here. There's good players. There's good veteran players around him. Shane Waldron he's had success in Seattle. Like, for example, like Ben Johnson. What do you want, 18? Whatever you want.
Right.
This has to work for
right.
us.
Well, that would be the one issue you'd look and say, why didn't they do anything with the head coach? But other than that, like, I think they've put together a pretty nice football team.
Because they can't afford to have this not work.
After
passing up on C.J. Stroud, what they just traded Justin Fields for, a conditional sixth, and now taking the first overall pick on Caleb Williams, if it does, they're all gone anyway.
I don't think it's good for the game either if guys just come out and say, I refuse to play for this organization.
It probably isn't, but it is kind of a crappy situation.
It's not ideal, but how many times do you go number one where you go into a situation you look at and say, boy, this is where I want to wind up?
Well, you don't normally. Like, this is actually a good situation compared to what you usually get stuck into,
right?
Like what Bryce Young got put into.
Look at Bryce Young, right? I mean, he was put into a horrendous
situation.
Yeah,
Adam Thielen was his best receiver. Like, I get it. But I just, if you think about how it works in the real world, if you went to, like, if you were Sherry's ex-boyfriend that went to MIT, that you guys went on a double date
right.
with.
Right, wasn't a double date.
A thruple date. Or, like, if you're the best coming out of school at what you do, like, you have the ability to choose the best company. So it's I'll meet with, you name the company, and then whoever gives me the best offer or gives me the best opportunity to succeed.
That's not the way sports works, though.
But that's the crappy part about it. Because Caleb Williams is considered the best, he usually...
But doesn't it make sense? The best players coming out of college should go to the worst teams.
It makes sense for the team. It doesn't make sense for the player. How many players have you seen get stuck in awful situations and their careers are ruined?
But it makes sense for parity in the league to make every team on the same playing field.
Yes, for the team.
Right.
For the team. It does not make sense for the player all the time. This, I don't think, is one of those cases because I think this is actually not a bad situation. But normally, best player going to the worst team is not great for best player.
How unfair would it be if it was just you can sign whoever you want?
I'm not saying that it is fair. I'm saying it is not fair for the player. Best at what you do usually has the opportunity in all walks of life to pick the company that he wants to.
Not in sports.
Doesn't get drafted by the company. Oh, I'm going to go to the worst company. I'm the best at what I do. I'm going to give me the worst company. No, that's not how it would work. I'm going to go to the best company.
But they're trying to make it an even play. The league is trying to make it an even.
I'm not arguing that. I'm saying it's not always great for the player. Great for the league. Great for parity.
Of course it's going to be great for the player.
Bad for the player.
Is it better for Caleb Williams to go to the San Francisco 49ers or the Bears?
But that's why players, when they have the kind of gravitas that an Eli Manning would have, can make the decision, I don't want to go to this poorly run team.
Right.
I want to go to this team.
Listen, I guess Caleb Williams probably made so much money with NIL.
He made $10 million over the last 2 years.
He could probably afford to do it too.
Yeah, but I don't think I don't know if he has the kind of gravitas where they're like, oh no, you don't want to. We're taking you.
Well, couldn't
and you're gonna like
he couldn't go back to college now, right?
No, that he's already put himself in the draft.
Right, so you can't go back. So I guess he could sit out if he chose to, and then go back into the draft next year with a crapshoot. You can wind up on the Bears anyway,
or a worse situation.
Right,
but it's just I can understand why there would be some hesitation sometimes because of the situation you go into. It's like Bryce Young's career could be ruined.
That's a bad. I mean, look what they've done. It's like franchise malpractice. The owner is a disaster.
Right, but now at the mercy for 4 years at least.
Right, the coach. Was I don't know how bad he even was or what he was working with. Their offensive line stunk. Their best receiver, like you said, was Adam Thielen. Their running back was Miles Sanders. They had nothing. They trade away McCaffrey. They trade away now their best defensive player. Yeah, you're right. So now a team like Carolina, I could see him saying, I don't want to go there. But I think the Bears are built to be a pretty decent football team this season.
I'm not agreeing with his take. I don't think it's a good take. I don't think the Bears is a bad situation, unless you wanted to point to Justin Fields and just the history as an organization. I think currently how the roster is set up, the offensive
piece...
looks pretty good. I'm just saying, in general, it's usually not in the best interest of best player because they're going to the worst-run organization.
Right. But that's fair.
So you end up getting screwed for at least 4 years, and hopefully you can find your way through it and keep your confidence and make it work. But if you can't...
So would you rather have like international signings in baseball where it's just like open season, anyone can sign anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, that would be in a perfect world, yeah. That's what every player wants.
That's what every player wants.
That's why you hit free agency. It's not going to be great for the sport.
If you're a fan, it wouldn't be good for your team. Who's going to sign with Arizona?
Well, no, because this gives you hope.
Right.
This gives a bad team hope.
Exactly that. I got some information on the Tyron Smith contract.
Okay.
So it's a $6.5 million one-year deal. Fully guaranteed. That's $6.5 million. Makes the Pro Bowl, another $500K, which you'd pay him if he makes the Pro Bowl at $500K. $250,000 for each Jets playoff win with a max of $1 million, which that's all he can win. 4 playoff games, max of $1 million. Okay. Now, if he plays, 38% of the snaps, he gets $750,000. On top of that, if he gets to 44% of the snaps, another million. So if he plays 44% of the snaps, he gets $1.75 million. 50%, another million. So now if he plays 50% of the snaps, he gets 6.5 plus 2.75 plus whatever else. 56% of the snaps, another million. 62%, another million. 68%, another. 74%, $1.25 million. And that's matched at 80, 86, 92, and 98%. So realistically,
what is that? $15 million in that ballpark?
Yeah. So he's going to get 6.5. You want to put him in the Pro Bowl or not?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Okay,
I'd like
so
to.
If he plays that, I'd say right. He plays that many snaps, he's going to the Pro Bowl.
So I mean, pro if he plays that many snaps.
So that's $7 million. Give me a percentage of snaps you think he plays. Realistically,
We'll say he misses three games.
Three games. So can I say 74% of the snaps?
Yeah.
All right. So. Add this up. 6.5 and 500,000 because he's going to the Pro Bowl. So that's $7 million.
Yep.
750 for 38% of the snaps.
Yep.
Now, $1 million for 44, $1 million for 50, $1 million for 56, $1 million for 62, $1 million for 68, and 1.25 for 74%. So that is 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14 million.
All right. So if you get your left tackle that gives you 74 plus, between 74 and 80% of the snaps and goes to the Pro Bowl, you're paying him $14 million. I mean, that's a great deal.
Great deal. Great deal, and this is not a long-term commitment.
I mean, you hope to be able to pay him $15, $16, $17 million.
Yeah, of course you do.
Right?
I just don't know. I don't know if Joe Douglas thought this was going to be a possibility when free agency started. I mean, he's done a good job, man. I mean, he really does. For all the people that were calling him Sleepy Joe early, like he did. I mean, he worked it pretty good.
Yeah, it does look like he's done well. I got some information on Antonio Alfonseca for you.
Okay.
Personal life, his nicknames are El Pulpo, the octopus.
Oh, yeah, because the fingers.
The dragon slayer, and six fingers. He has six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot.
That can't be common.
A condition known as polydactyly. His grandfather also had this trait. Alfonseca regards it with pride, loves it, says it's kind of a family emblem.
You got a picture of that thing?
I'm sure I can find
one. Go to images. See if you can see any pictures of those.
Yeah.
Where's the extra finger at?
One, two, three. That's the pinky.
Where?
Right there.
Oh, it's a little guy.
One, two, three, four, five, six. And then one, two, three, four, five, six. Yeah. You see it? One, two, three.
Yeah, but that's a tiny little thing, though. What are you going to do with that thing?
I mean, it's a pinky.
No,
that's a normal size pinky.
No, but there's only two.
There's a thumb over there. Two, three, four, five, and that's a pinky. Yeah, I know I'm right. It's six.
This one doesn't look nearly as big over in this picture.
Well, yeah, that's just a weird angle. But that's a normal size pinky. The pinky by definition has to be small. It's a pinky. Look at this here. That's a pinky. Mm-hmm. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Look at it. Looks more like your last toe. That looks like the pinky toe more than a pinky.
Okay, but is it a finger?
Yeah, it's an appendage. Is that what I would call it, an appendage?
Yeah, I think so.
No, that looks like it looks like your little toe.
Here, look at that. It's a small.
It looks like a toe.
It's a small pinky.
No, but it's about the time I thought we just spent talking.
That's a pinky toe.
You have
today.
To define it as a
finger.
Yeah,
but it's a pinky toe. If I took my shoe off right now, you'd say that's pinky toe.
How many fingers does he have on each hand?
Six.
Okay.
I'd say five fingers and a toe.
That's
RJ, look at that picture. Tell me that doesn't look like a pinky toe. Five fingers and a toe.
It's still an extra finger.
I think it's a toe. Raymond, are you looking at this?
I'm not looking at this.
Look at the picture.
Who's got this?
Just look him up and then go to images.
You can't miss it. Antonio Alfonseca has
a pinky toe.
Six fingers on each hand. And Rick is
appalled. By definition, it's on his hand, so it would be a finger, but it looks like a pinky toe.
Whatever it looks like, it's still a pinky.
Like kind of a little tucked underneath there a little bit?
RJ, what do you got? You looking at this?
It's like a mini pinky.
Yeah, it'd be like RJ's pointer finger.
Oh, no.
You know, I had thoughts. I'm not going to share them.
Does it all look like a pinky toe?
I don't blame you, RJ. I'm sorry.
It does look like a pinky toe.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. I never said it was a fully functioning pinky. All I said is he has six fingers. Does he or does he not have six fingers?
He does, but okay. I just don't. Other than counting with it, I don't know what other use I would have for that thing. Except I have to cut another fingernail.
Whatever.
You think they charge you extra for like a manicure?
Probably you get charged an extra 20%.
You think?
I would think. You have an extra finger.
I could use a nice little pedicure.
RJ?
Spent a lot of time on this.
RJ?
I'm here.
Are you ready for some stuff you missed?
I think so.
No.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The sh** you missed.
Oh, the bleep you missed. By the way, today the bleep you missed. Driven by a Ramsey Mazda.
Nice. Ooh. That's nice.
Pinky toe discussion.
And your bacon, egg, and cheese.
What was that?
That's me asking, telling John, because you decided you wanted to whip your microphone open.
And your bacon, egg, and cheese.
Now, can I get you guys to clarify? I know everyone always agrees with Rick because we need to, you know, massage his ego and make sure that he does nothing wrong. I had a read to do there. I turn my microphone on to do the read. He starts screaming about a bacon, egg, and cheese. Yet I'm the person that's the guilty party. Can you please?
There's two things there. One, he's yelling when you turn your microphone on. Two, if you hadn't turned your microphone on, how is he expecting John to hear that?
I was pressing the board up button.
What do you think of Eamon?
I couldn't tell.
Yeah, right, because he turned his microphone
on. So, Raymond, is it fair to say, in this discussion, you're firmly on my side?
Yeah, I'm with Dave.
Thank
on this
you.
One. Sorry.
Jack wagon. Did they make a yak and cheese?
He didn't even stay here to eat it.
He probably threw it away.
Oh, he's eating it.
Thank you, by the way, for the lovely breakfast.
I hope you all get food poisoning.
That's not nice. Some compensation clarification from Rich Cimini on the Jets and recent signings. So John Simpson, the two-year deal he signed for $12 million. So six is guaranteed. His cap charge for this year is $3.2 million. And the Javon Kinlaw deal, which people, I think on the Twitter originally were upset about, that he was being paid upwards of like $8 million. So he is. It's $7.25 in cash. But the cap charge for this year is $2.8 million. So they added void years.
He was not great last year.
No, he was not. But Robert Saleh, familiar a little bit. San Francisco days, we'll see. Congrats, by the way, Joe Tippmann, engaged.
Oh, nice. You know,
I think I said that yesterday, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't remember you saying anything. I think
you missed it.
I don't
either. You're that guy.
I don't either.
John Michael Schmitz got married.
He did.
And did you see how...
His pictures?
Did you see what they did with the bouquet?
Snapped it.
He snapped it, yeah, to his new wife. Yeah.
Wow. You're just pushing back because I
don't remember anything about Tippmann
yet. Yeah,
yesterday.
I don't either.
Because you guys don't listen to me when I talk.
No, we always listen to you.
Raymond, did you hear about Tippmann engaging?
I don't recall.
So even if you brought up Tippmann, no one heard it. Not one person
okay,
here.
I accidentally put Saquon on a boat. Everyone hears it. I mentioned that Tippmann gets engaged.
I didn't hear it.
No one hears it. I didn't hear
the Saquon thing either. Somebody called you out. That wasn't me.
I heard the Saquon thing.
Of course
that,
you did.
That, in fact,
of course
happened.
You did.
Well, because I'm a good teammate.
You couldn't have corrected me?
Well, you already had said
it. You just focused on how many fingers people have.
You know what? If people have an extra digit, I'm going to pay attention. Yeah,
okay. Chase Young to the Saints, 1 year, $13 million. More than I thought he'd get. Teron Johnson gets a new deal from the Bills. The corner, 3 years, $31 million. Raiders signed Alexander Mattison. Not long ago. It's a nice signing. Not long ago, Madison and Delvin Cook. You remember who they're going to keep, who's going to get paid. Now, both.
By the way, Madison... 25 years old.
You'd think he was 39.
Yep.
Leighton Vandrush, as we suspected, retiring after being released from the Cowboys. My Niners apparently tried to cheat the system, didn't do a very good job. Payroll accounting error is what they're calling it. Going to have to give up a fifth rounder next year and move back a few picks in the fourth round this year.
They should do that to the Eagles as well. Take all their picks away.
Could happen.
Yankees lose to the Phillies 4-3. Cool moment as Joe Torre takes out Carlos Rodon. 5 2/3. Hitless baseball from Rodon. 5 strikeouts. Aaron Judge, by the way, should be back tomorrow in spring training. Who will not be back tomorrow? Don't even know if he'll be back for our opening day. That's DJ LeMahieu. Has a right foot bruise. Had a CT scan. No break. Evaluated every 2 to 3 days until he's back.
What I do not like about this story is that he had to see a foot specialist.
Well, who's he supposed to see?
Well, if you just have a neck
specialist?
No. If you have a bone bruise, you take an x-ray. It's not broken. Away we go.
Well, they also have to take a CT scan. You're going to check it out. I mean, there's a lot of little bones in the foot.
I don't like it.
And it's a foot
that's caused him issues as
oh,
well.
Oh, God.
Why is
he in here right now?
RJ, is this your doing?
You know why.
Why is he in here?
They
don't know why. You're going to find out. But we're not there yet. Did you catch this? This is actually 2 nights ago. SNY on what they saw in the sky.
Is that a rocket launch? Yeah, I got to cut off what I'm saying if we're looking at a rocket launch. Oh, Alan down swinging. Do we know what rocket that is? Is that a SpaceX?
So it's not coming this way, Steve.
Look at that. That's unbelievable.
SpaceX launched a rocket.
I love it. Is that a rocket launch? Alan goes down swinging.
Is that a rocket launch? Yeah, I got to cut off what I'm saying if we're looking at a rocket launch. Oh, Alan down swinging. Do we know what rocket that is? Is that a SpaceX?
Let's hope it's not coming this way, Steve.
Look at that. That's unbelievable.
That was SpaceX. Blake Snell, 2-year deal, $62 million, has an opt-out after the first season. Ryan Lingren.
With who?
The Giants.
Thank you.
Sorry.
How do you feel about that as a Yankees fan? You all right with it?
With an opt-out that he's probably going to take after the first year? So that $62 million is basically what the Yankees would have cost him, right? For $30 million, roughly?
They would have had to pay him probably, it would have been with the $110.65.
So they're on the hook for... Yeah, they would have been on the hook for a lot more, but I would have loved him. Would have loved to have him. Ryan Lindgren, good news on him. Going to miss a few weeks.
This is huge news. We didn't spend enough time on it.
Yeah, lower body injury, as we know. Not as bad as initially feared, and he will make a full recovery. Don't know exactly how long, though.
So you got to figure at a minimum you're going to have him game 1 of the postseason, right? Beautiful.
You'd hope. Alex Ovechkin, third player ever. 20 goals in 19 straight seasons. He had 2 last night. Caps beat the Flames 5-2. Ovi 21 goals this year. Real quick, you know the other two? Longer seasons, 19 straight years or more with 20 goals.
Gretzky?
No. Gordie Howe and Brendan Shanahan.
Oh, I wouldn't have gotten that. I would have thought Messier as well.
Christian Wood going to miss several weeks. Left knee issue for the Lakers. Our friend Evan Fournier got fined $25,000 for punting the ball into the crowd after a loss to the Heat. Mm. And Duquesne coach Keith Dambra is retiring after the tournament. Duquesne will take on six-seeded BYU in round one.
I believe, and you guys can look this up to see if this is accurate, I believe he was LeBron's high school coach.
I think that's right, actually. I think.
All right, what's he doing here?
So that's stuff you missed, driven by Ramsey Mazda. It's the experience of driving a new Mazda and buying a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely, choose Ramsey Mazda. John Winthrop enters the studio for an update because he just needs a platform at this stage for Kate Middleton.
Yeah. I don't know if I need a platform, but I think the lack of talk about it on this show is alarming.
You're the same guy that within the last 2 months said you guys that show just didn't have enough sports in it, right? That's you.
True, but some things are bigger than what's happening on the gridiron.
Would I ever say that?
We possibly
get that audio from me.
No. Some things are bigger than what's happening on the gridiron.
Valid,
I should have said the ice or the court.
Valid point.
Mm-hmm. Rest your case right there.
Valid point.
So it looks like perhaps maybe the Princess of Wales has been found and spotted, you know, walking at a farm stand.
That's the TMZ footage I saw yesterday?
Yeah, and that's Kate Middleton, for those not in the know. And she hadn't been seen since, or photographed, really seen since late December, so we're going on 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of speculation.
And there was like a fake image, right, that we saw?
There was on UK Mother's Day, she sent out a photo of herself and her children. But then all news outlets dropped it because it was doctored. It was AI, whatever,
enhanced, altered.
So then that really ramped up the speculation of where is Kate. Anywhere from she's still recovering from a surgery to maybe she's left the castle, almost like in a Mario, Super Mario sort of way. Sorry, Mario, princess is in another castle kind of thing. And then yesterday this footage appears where there's better footage of Bigfoot than we saw yesterday of Kate Middleton, right? I mean, she's the most sought after person on the planet,
right?
Not named Taylor Swift, and that's what we got. Why? And so, what do you think, no one's reacting to her walking by the farm stand?
Let's get down to the bottom line. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that she still hasn't been seen. Maybe.
No, now, why are you thinking she hasn't been seen?
Why do I think? Yeah, well, right. Are you worried
for her?
Well, let's hope that she's in good health. I mean, obviously, this is not a funny story if she's not in good health. So let's hope she's in good health.
But
so,
if she wasn't, wouldn't they, like, is it frowned upon to say, like, she has whatever it would be? Like, that seems, I mean, they said it about King Charles.
Yeah. I don't know. It's very mysterious. And I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy. Maybe the JFK situation. But other than that, I'm not a big conspiracy. I'm not very Aaron Rodgers level. But there's something afoot here in the Castle of Windsor.
And you'd like us to spend more time discussing it.
Yeah, he's leaning. We won't say it. He's leaning infidelity. That's where he's leaning right now.
Perhaps, yeah.
So what do you think? You think?
I mean, what would happen in a normal household? Something like that happens. What is the spouse takes the kids?
Dave
and
does
runs.
Nothing.
Well, wait.
Dave's just
why do I get involved?
Apology accepted.
Who's being unfaithful, John?
He thinks that Prince William is being unfaithful, and that's why.
Potentially. I don't want to cast aspersions on anyone.
But you never know. That's your thought process.
Potentially, yes.
Is that maybe...
Either that, or there was a bad, like, Manchester United game, and he just, you know, things went south, you
and
know,
he, and he
much like the Rothenberg
household. He took another castle for a few days, is that what you're saying?
Could be that as well. But I just think that we can't have blinders onto this. I'll just say that.
He doesn't want to cast aspersions with the same guy who killed someone off in a car accident.
Oh, I thought it was hysterical yesterday.
No,
explain that.
Yeah, I knew he was perfectly fine.
Right. But we did not.
Yes, but it was the way I worded it. You said, is so-and-so going to be here today? I was like, no, he's no longer with us. And you said, oh, that's too bad. I said, yeah, car accident.
And he's implying that he's dead. So I had, I mean, should I have to live in a world where for 5 or 8 seconds, I think that this guy who I liked very much is now dead?
It was the pregnant pause is what made me like figure, okay, there's a shot for like some levity here.
In death.
Well, but fake.
You got a real sick sense of humor.
No, but I knew he was well. I just saw him.
Yeah, but we didn't.
Well, you don't even know who we're talking about. So
right, you don't know who we're talking about. I liked him. I had spoken to him numerous times. I thought 10 seconds. You would have liked him a lot.
Yeah, right.
He's a nice guy. 10 seconds, this guy's dead. And a young guy, probably in his mid-20s.
Which makes it even worse.
Keep your ear to the pavement on this Kate Middleton stuff.
Oh, we will.
Yeah, we'll probably get into
a
lot of
it. Why don't we send you over there?
We're sort of through the looking glass here now, so let's make sure we'll probably get into
a lot of it tomorrow morning.
Why don't we send you over there as a correspondent?
Would you do live hits from the UK?
Do live hits.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to be kind of busy next week filling in for you, so...
I would love for you to fill in for me.
No, I can't get up that early.
Do 1 hour.
No, I need my sleep.
This guy's unbelievable.
He's really unbelievable.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Really pleased we got the update on, or lack of update on, Kate Middleton there.
That yeah, a lot of real positive response.
Very newsworthy.
On the,
I got some very nasty on tweets on that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I got a mock draft, too, by the way.
Who's your mock draft?
I got Daniel Jeremiah, 3.0.
All right. What we got? He's legitimate.
How about this? You tell me what you think Daniel Jeremiah's top. Let's go to top six.
All right. What does he do? Does he do it based on what he thinks they're going to do?
It says trades and everything.
It says trades and everything.
This is a fully ensconced.
Okay. Does he do it based on what he thinks they're going to do?
Yep.
Okay. Caleb Williams, 1.
Yep.
Daniels, 2.
Nope.
May 2.
Yep.
New England takes McCarthy. New England trades.
Nope. Daniels, 3.
Daniels, 3. Really?
Yep.
Arizona takes Marvin Harrison.
Nope.
They trade.
Yep.
2. And they trade with Minnesota.
Correct.
Who takes J.J. McCarthy.
That's right.
So he thinks the first four picks are all quarterbacks.
All quarterbacks.
Wow. Chargers walk into Marvin Harrison.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Jets trade up. To 5.
And take Marvin Harrison?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You know what? Now it's all making sense. No wonder you wanted to get this right on
the
air.
Yes.
Jets trade up to 5. What do the Jets trade to get up to 5?
It doesn't give you the actual.
So without a second round pick, that's not going to happen.
They trade, obviously they pick swap, and it doesn't give the parameters of the deal.
But how does that make sense? So you're gonna trade next year's 1. Yeah, you are. So you're trading 10 and next year's 1 to move up to 5 and take Marvin Harrison. And that's certainly a big swing.
Big swing. Big swing.
Could you imagine if it doesn't succeed? See, the Jets
that feels like one that's going to succeed.
No, I don't mean him. I mean, like, if you don't win 12 games now, and you're giving up the 14th pick in the draft to have had the opportunity to take Marvin Harrison, that would be a disaster.
Right, but at this point, I mean, with what's available, we'll see what happens here with Mike Williams.
Jets trade up to... All right, so the Giants now take Malik Nabers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got, which I think is interesting, he has Penix going 13 to Vegas.
And how about Bo Nix?
He's got Bowers going to Denver. He has Bo Nix... I don't even know if he has Bo Nix in the first round here.
Really? So Mel had Bo Nix going 13?
No, he's got Bo Nix going... Mel's got Bo Nix going 12.
12.
To Denver.
And Jeremiah doesn't have Bo Nix going?
He does not have Bo Nix in the first round.
Wow, that's remarkable. All right. 5 weeks from Thursday.
I think it should be stated. He says he himself says that he's looking to cause chaos with this one.
I like it.
So
Daniel
I like
Jeremiah,
that kind of, I like that kind
it
of
would
chaos.
Be, I gotta chaos. Be honest with you, it would be irresponsible for the Jets.
Hence chaos, Dave.
And
I'll tell you what, he has my Cowboys picking who I want. But
yeah. EP, and I don't know if EP is saying this is what it would be or this is what it in fact is. He says Jets would give up a 2025 second round pick. No way.
You do that in a minute.
That's nothing.
There's no way you move up from 10 to 5 with a second round pick.
You do that in a minute.
Yeah,
it doesn't happen though.
In the Chargers pick, he said, where they get Fuaga, it says the Chargers will get the first round caliber receiver, second round this year, and a second round pick in next year's draft. So yeah.
What do you mean second round this year?
The Jets first rounder and the Jets second rounder next year. Because he's talking about them using the
so,
pick.
So I'm getting a two.
You're getting a two.
You're getting a swap of picks for four spots.
Good luck with that.
I'm sorry, five spots.
Ridiculous. All right. Let's hear from Tom Thibodeau. We haven't heard from him at all today, which is really a shame. What impressed him so much about this win last night?
The road, this team has demonstrated all year. There's a lot of fight, a lot of heart, a lot of toughness, and a lot of togetherness to the group. It's hard to win here. They're a very difficult team to guard.
They are a difficult team to guard. And I got to tell you, of all the guys that deserves credit, now, Brunson's great. We know that.
Ducey?
Yeah, him and Hartenstein. Now, I guess maybe Hartenstein shouldn't be a guy that continues to impress you because he's shown that he's that guy. But McBride, I mean, you think of him as like a 15-minute a night guy. To go out and pour home 29 and to defend Steph Curry and play 47 minutes, it's unbelievably
impressive.
Not the
first time either, though. Remember, he played just over 47 when Jalen got hurt the first time, and he stepped in and played well. But this was, I mean, for him to start in this game, knowing that Golden State was going to go small. So Tibbs made, listen, you got to give Tibbs credit too. And Ducey to have a career night, 29 points, made the six threes. But the other thing, too, is, and you got to mention him always, is Josh Hart. Another 48 minutes.
48 minutes.
Another 48.
It's remarkable.
Double.
I mean, when they brought in Josh Hart, there's no way you anticipated he would be this. There's no way. You liked him for being a tough player.
But you knew it was going to be a really good fit.
You knew it would be a good fit, but even in your wildest dreams, you didn't imagine it was going to be to this level. This is a guy that if you lost him now, you would feel that tremendously.
See, I think that's the kind of like the secret sauce, I think, with what Leon Rose has done after the kind of swing and miss with the first, you know, foray into this with Kemba.
Which is weird. He had such a bad initial foray into free agency and trades. And he's been unbelievable since.
Well, I also think it's, too, getting to know exactly what Tibbs wants, right? Like, Kemba had the whole story thing, looking for
but
a point
Kemba
guard.
Kemba wasn't healthy.
I understand that. Just kind of hoping, like, if he's healthy.
Be the storybook.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
Even with the Obi Toppin. I mean, that was part of the reason why they said that they drafted Obi Toppin instead of Tyrese Halliburton. Like, but we heard, like, his offensive game is much more mature. We're like, well.
Obi Toppin's offensive game is jumping through the roof.
Right, we never saw an offensive game.
Because he doesn't have one.
You know, on top of that, he wasn't playing because of Julius, but I think what really makes this thing work and what makes it special is that when you get the kind of guys like the Josh Harts, the Isaiah Hartensteins, like the guys that do all the necessary things to gain Tibbs' trust, Tibbs gives them the opportunity, because he trusts them to go out, because he values those things. Like, all teams don't value what Tibbs values.
Right.
Like the hard work, like, he values those things. Those are things that are most important. And because they check all those boxes, they get these bigger opportunities, and with the injuries, to go out and show people another side, another level to their game. Like, Hartenstein said that at the time. Like, as soon as Mitch went down, he's like, I've never had this kind of opportunity.
I didn't know he was capable of being this
right,
guy.
He's taking full advantage of it. Josh Hart, all of a sudden, give this expanded role where he's playing all these minutes. You see him, another triple-double for this guy.
I mean, Precious Achiuwa was a throw-in in a trade and is now a legitimate piece for the Knicks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
This is like the Dallas Cowboys practice facility.
Yes, we are the animals on the other side of the fence.
No, but we're...
actually.
Right. There's no mirror separating.
The problem is I can see what's also happening.
In the enclosure.
Dalton Schultz has no idea how good he had it because he didn't know what was going on the other side of that mirror.
RJ, is that true? Could he not see what was going on? He could just hear them knocking on it?
I think so.
Okay, so that's a one-way mirror.
That's what's happening.
That was a one-way.
Mm-hmm.
So he was right.
All right. So then what was it? Was not a mirror? It was
I thought he could see them. I didn't know.
No, he could not see them.
It was like
if you get interrogated. When you were arrested, right?
I was never arrested.
Okay, sure. You were never arrested. Remember that time you told me you were arrested?
Okay.
Yeah. And they could see in, like, the lawyers mm-hmm. and the people. Yeah. That's the guy
being interrogated.
They could see into you, couldn't see back to them.
It's called the lineup, Dave.
The lineup, yeah.
No, it's not called the. Is that what
you were? No, you were not in a lineup. You told me you were just arrested. Your attorney was in with you. They gave the polygraph, that whole thing. That was.
No, that never happened.
No?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That never happened.
Great.
Omar's on the line. He wants to yell about
something. No.
Yeah.
No,
we're not taking him?
I can't do it. I can't do it.
We're not going to Omar? It's the Bills, something nonsensical.
I got to do it.
He's just going to scream?
No, unless you have him ready to go, I'm not doing it.
How about this? Here's what I'm willing to offer you. Okay. We do 30-second increments. RJ, you set the clock. We bring Omar on 30 seconds. He's good. We let him continue. He'll be talking anyway. We pot him down. We talk amongst ourselves, see if we want to continue with this.
I think we tried this last time, but it doesn't get ramped up fast enough.
Well, okay.
I need him ready to go.
I'll titillate him. Ready?
Huh. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Omar Brooklyn. Hi, Omar.
Good morning. So how are you guys?
Good. Get right to it. Go.
Listen, I am tired of Thibodeau, man. Last 5 minutes before that, when he took out, what's his name? Our backup point guard, right? McBride. When
he played for 47
took
minutes.
It out, 1 minute, 1 minute, 30 seconds when he took it out and rest him. Every day, my son is sitting next to me. I'm saying, please, we have a bench. Please play somebody.
That's 30.
Okay, so that's 30. So
who are we playing on the bench?
In his own world, he's still talking.
He's
going
still
on.
Going.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Alec Burks been good?
No. You won a game at Golden State. You played a guy who's, 24 years old for 47 mm-hmm. minutes. You get over it.
He
All right,
stopped.
Pot him up. Let's see where he's at.
I'm sure he loved every second of it, too.
He only just stopped 2 seconds ago. Omar, go ahead.
Continue along. Go ahead. We're listening.
Listen, man, please, you guys want it, everybody, Knicks fans want it, you listen to the Twitter, everybody wants this Knicks team, they have so much deep bench, they are injured, please.
But they don't have a deep bench right now, a deep bench right now.
Why did we sign just now Shelton Milton 10 days ago?
You want to get Shake Milton to that game. So the Knicks have one of the great wins of the season, and you're calling us screaming the morning after saying, why was Shake Milton
great
not
win.
Getting some time?
I'm done. Listen, all right,
that was it. Something is actually a little wrong with
it. This is why I said it, but no, you want to do it every time. Yeah, every single time. Let's do it again.
I'm swayed by liking talking to him.
Next
and then
time
I get
we do
angry.
It, it's going to be, we'll go 15 seconds and we'll pot him down. It's going to be the same result.
All right, you know what? Remind me of this.
It
RJ, write this down.
Yelling at him.
I don't want Omar to come on the show anymore. Oh. Can you write that down?
Like ever?
No, I don't want him to say ever. I just think that take is so horrendous.
He wanted to see Shake Milton. That's what he wanted.
So the Knicks go.
That's what he wanted.
And win the game last night. And his big takeaway is Shake Milton needs to get time.
Right. 23-year-old Deuce McBride played too many minutes. Career night.
Right. Scored 29.
Was probably upset. Like, hey, Tibbs, why are we playing me so much?
Do you know what? Omar's the same guy that if the Knicks are up 5 in the fourth quarter and you take McBride out and put Shake Milton in and it falls apart and they lose, who's calling, how could you take him out of the game when you're up by 5 points riding on home, right?
Of course. Be mad at Alec Burks.
Or Bogdanovich.
Yeah, right. For not being great since you... acquired.
Yes. Let's go to Ty in Harlem. I hope this is better. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good morning. Good to talk to you.
Good morning.
All right. So I'm not going to be anti-Tibbs, but I will say there is a huge pattern of his teams having these streaks where you see these players a la a Harenstein, a Josh Hart, really show how good they are. But what I worry about is round two in the playoffs in the bracket would be Boston, and you get to game three in New York, and they're two poops. It happened with Luol Deng. It happened with Derrick Rose, which is a little bit more freaky. But the downside of playing these minutes is it's an 82-season game and then three series to the finals. And you've got to have them reps.
All right. It's an 82-season game.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that,
yep,
you're giving me Celtics round two, Right, that's what he's saying. We're going to get to Celtics round two, and then it's going to fall apart because of ABC. Give me a, I can't. I'm so annoyed right now because I don't understand why the Knicks fan would call us. And this is numerous calls that are complaining about the amount of minutes guys are playing on a night where you had a great win, and the guy that you used, maybe even overused, is Miles McBride, who you look at and say, realistically, in the postseason, he's not going to be playing that much. He's not going to be playing that many minutes. You're going to wear him down, so what? So in a month from now, you can't play him?
Correct.
This is ridiculous.
And also, once OG is back, Josh Hart's not going to be playing as much. Like, this is what this team needs to do to have the success that they're having. Tibbs is, you can't take away the credit from Tibbs. And it seems like everyone that wants to call him wants to blame Tibbs because this is
sick of it.
There's a foregone conclusion that these guys are going to get worn down.
I am sick of it. I forgot this. RJ brought it up to me because this is the kind of producer he is. Guess who's going to join the March Madness pool?
You teased it. Who?
Should I give you like a
give me a hint.
Impersonation of this person?
Mark Lewinsky.
Not Lewinsky. No.
All right, give me an impersonation.
Steer clear of the BQE. Major trouble in
Debbie
the right
Duhaime.
Lane. That's right. Debbie Duhaime will be in the Debbie Duhaime will be in the March Madness pool.
Yes.
That's right.
I mean, I fully expected that, though. She's like really part of the
show. She sent me a DM, though. She said, don't forget about me. I said, give me your email.
Oh,
the information. Debbie will be in the March Madness pool.
You should see if Carol wants to get in. She loved
it. Oh, the older woman that called before?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
I'm not really accepting randoms into the pool. It's more people that I kind of know who they are. What do you
Don't you talk about my Dave.
I love her as well.
She said you're her Dave.
Yeah, you're the one that asked what she was wearing.
I was interested.
Why?
I was curious.
Why?
Because I have questions.
How come it's always the women? You're like, what are you wearing? The guys, you never ask what they're wearing. Hey, Omar, what are you wearing?
I wouldn't ask Omar what he's wearing.
Why?
God, no interest in what Omar's wearing.
Raymond, why don't you have at it now?
Today's three stars. Number three.
What a start to the show. Dave runs in. He's worried that he has no phone. What does he do? Takes RJ's phone. Calls Sherry. Never says.
Say hello. Hi. Say hello.
Nope. Not no.
Hello.
Nope.
Hello.
Nope.
Hello.
Not even a.
Hello, Martin.
Thankfully, it wasn't a.
Am I here? Hello?
From RJ on the other end. So at
least that would have been great, though.
You know what?
Can you imagine if she answers? RJ, why are you calling?
I still have more questions than answers. Hopefully, we get in the future.
Number two.
You know, I had all the answers about Princess Kate, John Winthrop. But, you know, despite all the good things that we learned in that segment, the big takeaway.
Some things are bigger than what's happening on the gridiron.
And, John, that's going to be held against you for
you will
a
never
long
get over that.
Time.
That right there will be on your. On your headstone, right there.
Number one.
Some things are bigger than what happens on the gridiron.
And you played some of
Traitor.
It. Carol, big fan of Dave Rothenberg.
I'm alumni from Rutgers in New Jersey.
We're familiar with Rutgers. Now, Carol, let me ask you a question, Carol.
Carol,
for God's sakes, can I ask you a question?
Call in every day, Carol. We love you.
What a great, fully clothed woman that was. She was really...
She says.
Really, really nice. It's Rule 76.
No excuse to play like a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg.
I love meetings and carpe omnia to you and yours.
98.7 ESPN.
Be safe on your vacation. Where are you going?
Florida.
Fat camp.
God
nice.
Bless. Don't you talk about my day.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.